The white marble building at Charters in St. Louis is the Louisiana Supreme Court, one of the few you'll find outside of a state capital. Despite the classical elements of its Beaux-Arts architecture, it's out of place in the French Quarter. A block of smaller buildings, like the ones you've seen along Charters Street, was torn down to make room for this to be built in 1910. Today, the buildings of the French Quarter are legally protected, but that legislation was passed in 1934, and it was passed in reaction to rampant destruction taking place in that era. The Supreme Court had previously operated out of the Cabildo in Jackson Square, and it briefly planned to tear down the Cabildo in order to put up a new building. A negative public response took that plan off the table, but the bulldozing of this block in 1908, the destruction by hurricane of the St. Louis Hotel next door in 1915, and the accidental burning of the French Opera House on Bourbon Street in 1919 all added to a fear that the French Quarter was disappearing. This was in the same era when the French language and Creole cultural traditions were growing rare. Those losses in the French Quarter, tangible and intangible, helped build momentum for the creation of our historic district, the second in U.S. history, which works to preserve the neighborhood's historical character today. On the corner opposite from the Supreme Court building is a restaurant called Napoleon House. The sign reads, "Since 1797, which accurately describes not the business, but the building, and then only part of it. And the name Napoleon House is a similarly stretchy kind of true. Local legend has it that some of the Creole residents of New Orleans planned to rescue Napoleon from his second exile and were only stopped from doing so by his death. At the time, this was the home of Nicolas Girard, a mayor of New Orleans, who allegedly volunteered his house to be the emperor's new home. Much later, in 1914, when the French Quarter had become home to more immigrant Sicilians than native-born French speakers, the Impastato family opened a grocery store in the building and named it for the place's legendary unfulfilled purpose. The dishes served today include some of the Italian-derived local staples, like muffuletta sandwiches. The Impastato patriarch also had a taste for relatively sober guests, and his mild signature cocktail of choice, the Pimm's Cup, is still the house specialty. Ralph Brennan of the Brennan Restaurant family took over ownership in 2015, but the soundtrack is still Italian opera. Near this corner are the sites of restaurants established by two of the city's most famous chefs. Nola, a Louisiana fusion restaurant owned and operated by Emeril Lagasse, just along St. Louis Street towards the river, and Cay Paul's, a Cajun Creole restaurant founded by Paul Prudhomme, just along Charters. Paul Prudhomme died in 2015 and was honored with a jazz funeral that proceeded from St. Louis Cathedral to the restaurant, which for a long time stood as his greatest memorial. Cay Paul's closed in 2020. Next up is the oldest restaurant in the city, Antoine's. Look away from the Mississippi on St. Louis Street, and you'll see a huge sign for it on the side of the building it occupies, just over a block away. Head toward that.